Hello, this is Mace Haroff, and welcome to Medical Sales Guru, the free weekly podcast for medical sales professionals. This week, I want to talk to you about a different customer than we normally talk about. Today, I want to talk to you about some of your internal customers, the people you sell to outside of your office, the people who buy your products. Those are your external customers. I want to talk to you about your internal customers, who are the people you work with, the people who support you, and management. One of the most common questions that I get from people who email and call me, medical sales professionals, is they're usually in a situation where there is some additional territory that they would like to pick up, or there are some new customers that are moving into their territory or adjacent territories that haven't been placed yet, and they would like to be able to call on and service those customers. There may be any type of situation where you need to go to someone from your company to get what it is that you want. So that's a common question that I get. The answer is pretty simple, at least in theory and the way you need to approach it. Treat your internal customers the same way you treat your external customers. Now, if you're trying to get across or sell a product to one of your external customers, what is it we always talk about? We always talk about approaching them from the perspective of what's in it for them to talk to you, what's in it for them and their patients if they use your product and do business with you. Take the same approach with your internal customers. For example, if you work with some support personnel in your sales role and you need them to do something, obviously, one of the things that's in it for them if they do what you ask them to do or what you tell them to do is that they get to keep their jobs. That's one approach. But that is probably the weakest approach. In other words, tell them what's in it for them if you grow your territory. For example, you may be able to hire an additional person, which means that they might not have to work so hard. In other words, their job responsibilities would be able to be shared by someone else. Perhaps they may be able to make some additional money or get a percentage of your commissions if you bring an additional business and their job is to help you. Whatever it is, think about what's in it for them. When you're dealing with your manager, and your manager could be a district manager or a zone manager, perhaps if you work for a distributor, it's going to be the distributor himself or herself. When you're talking to this person and you're trying to get the distributor or your manager to give you some additional territory or to provide you with some additional tools, again, take it from the approach of what's in it for them. What is the distributor's main problem in his or her world, or the manager's problem? Their problem is that they need to produce sales. That's pretty much the bottom line. The company, the manufacturers, want to see additional sales numbers. So you need to approach them, showing how you're going to be able to generate additional sales if they give you what it is that you're asking for. Now, don't just go in there and tell them in a very nebulous way. Just like when you're dealing with your customers, you need to show them very tangibly how you're going to do this. For example, let's say that there is an additional territory that just opened up adjacent to yours, and you would like to pick it up and add it onto your territory. This is a very common question that I get. Instead of just going in and saying, hey, Ted, why don't you give me that territory? I'll work it. I'll bring you the business you want. I can hit quota in that territory. Your manager is probably saying, how the heck are you going to do that? You are already so busy in your territory, just working hard, trying to keep up. How are you going to bring us business with an additional territory? Well, what you need to do is you need to walk in there with a solid business plan. Now, hopefully you have a business plan for your own territory. If you don't, you're really working blind. It's a crazy thing to do. We'll cover this another time, but you need to have a solid, tangential, very specific business plan for your territory. And if there's an additional territory that you want to pick up, then you need to create a business plan for that territory as well. Let me give you an example. Let's say in the new territory, there are 10 doctors. What you want to do is you want to create a profile for each doctor, what the doctor is doing now, what his hot buttons are, how you're going to attract that doctor's attention, how you're going to get that doctor to open his or her door to you, what you're going to specifically need from the company, which products are you going to go and introduce that doctor to, what is the potential unit volume? What is the potential dollar volume? And what is your projected increase in that territory and your additional territory if you get that business? You also need to tell the manager or distributor specifically what you're going to need from them in order to accomplish those goals. You may need additional samples. You may need additional instruments. Whatever it is, put it in writing and also give it a timeline. Break it down by first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, showing that you have specific and attainable goals for each quarter, such that when a manager looks at it, he says, hey, you know, this person knows what they're talking about. They're prepared to go after it. They've put together a solid business plan. I'm going to give them a shot. Be very specific in whatever it is you're trying to attain and how you're going to do it when you're talking to your internal customers. And when you do that, there is a greater likelihood that you will get what you want. Thank you for joining us this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I hope you will join us every week. And while you're thinking about it, if there's a topic that you would like me to cover in future podcasts, please send me an email at mace@medicalsalestraining.com. That's all one word, mace@medicalsalestraining.com. And I will do my best to address your request and try to get a podcast out in the future. My goal is to be able to help you get whatever it is you want to achieve in your medical sales career. And as you move forward in your medical sales career, let me remind you that whatever you do, the patient always comes first. Have a wonderful week selling. Bye for now.